morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
And our host today is Kelly Atkin. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. Are you concerned and curious about how important your bones really are at your age, regardless if you're 20, 30, 40, 50, and even over 60? Did you know how important it is to really look at, you know, what is important for you now so that you can sustain your bone health in the future, whether it be today, tomorrow, or even next week? Bone health is so important, and it gives us the freedom to do, they give us the freedom to do the things that we want to do. They help us stand up straight. They help us run, jump, and play. It's really important that our bones stay strong and healthy our whole lives. And unfortunately, many people have bones that are weak and break really easy. Have you heard of osteoporosis? Have you heard of osteoarthritis? Maybe you are dealing with other conditions that prevent you or cause you to have severe pain, prevent you from doing the things that you really enjoy doing in life, like walking and running and biking, swimming, or even dancing and doing the sports that you enjoy. But here's some interesting facts, and maybe you've thought about this or you haven't, but you know, between the ages of 10 and 18 is really when you make the bones that will last or must last a lifetime. This bone is known as your peak bone mass. And did you know to reach the best possible peak bone mass means getting enough exercise and calcium in your diet? Are you getting enough exercise and are you getting enough calcium in your diet? How important is the exercise? Well, regardless of your age, you can start exercising. And what do you do? Well, if you enjoy or you're able to get up and go outside or do simple things like walking for at least 10 minutes, maybe break that up three times during the day to equal about 30 minutes of walking, and do that to start out with 2 to 3 days a week, you're really benefiting your bone health by using your body as a weight-bearing tool in doing exercise that's only going to strengthen your bones now. So maybe in your 20s or maybe even earlier than that, you didn't really take care of yourself. You weren't active. You didn't have a good diet or you weren't eating the proper nutrition that you need. That's okay. You can start now and you can really encourage your body or build stronger bones, including muscle, by eating healthier. And what do you need to eat?
Calcium.
Calcium. Yes. But what is calcium? What foods have calcium?
Milk.
Milk. What other foods? Do you like sardines?
I don't know all of them. Yeah, you can take vitamins,
fish,
of course.
All your deep green leafy vegetables. Yes, vitamins and supplements are helpful, but if you can get them in your real whole foods, it's even better because your body's going to absorb them even quicker. So food is definitely important. We've got, did you know that 8 ounces of milk, just 1 8-ounce of milk, a glass a day, you're getting over 30% of your calcium, daily recommended, you know, amount that you need. Yogurt, you're getting up to 30% of your calcium needed and 20% of your vitamin D for the day. And for adults over 50, it's recommended that you get 1,200 milligrams of calcium and between 400 and 600 IUs of vitamin D. Is that a lot? Well, if you're not used to eating dairy products or you're not a fan of fish, it's going to be challenging. So how do you do that? Well, you can also look at what are your leafy green vegetables that you enjoy eating. Are you a salad eater? Do you enjoy dark leafy green vegetables like romaine lettuce, spinach, kale is a great source of vitamin D, broccoli and asparagus, all of those fresh vegetables that are coming out of the garden very soon will really benefit you and give you what's needed for the day.
Right.
So you can start eating or trying those vegetables to help support and increase your vegetable or your calcium intake as well. So what about exercise? If you are not a fan of exercise, let's go back to that. Looking at what's recommended for adults. Are you familiar with the American recommendations for physical activity? Did you know that it's 1 hour a day of exercise is recommended? You can break that up for adolescents, but even for adults, if you look at it in terms of minutes, it can be as easy as 20 to 30 minutes of some type of walking or biking or swimming that's aerobic, that's going to give you more benefits in building bone density and building your muscles or sustaining your bone density and your muscles. So just that little bit of time in a day is almost 4% of your day, if you really think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, in the other 23 hours of the day, what are you doing? You know, what can you do more of to motivate yourself to be more physically active? And also, remember, it doesn't mean that you have to go and play sports. You don't have to go out and join a team or a club or be expected to do really hard things if you're not a fan of being physically active. It just means getting up and moving, whether it's out the door and walking around your yard or going to the mall and walking indoors if the weather doesn't permit. Simple things like calling your friends up and asking if they're interested in going to the beach. You know, today's a beautiful day. Walk along the lakeshore or in a neighborhood that's pleasant. Or even some of our nature centers that we have around here. There's lots of trails. So finding the things that you enjoy are going to help motivate you to be more active, and therefore you're going to be exercising and also developing more bone density and support your bones.
Can you take medication to help increase bone density?
You can. And after a certain age, obviously if you're not as active or haven't been as active, and maybe you have predisposition or genetics are working against you, factors that you cannot control, that's when you want to talk with your physician and look at some other medications that will help supplement your calcium levels to help build the bone density and strengthen, help give those muscles a little more added mm-hmm. nutrients as well, too, to sustain. So that's something that you want to work with your physician to ask about. But yes, supplements are helpful. Medication is very helpful when needed. But you really can get a lot of your vitamin D and your calcium from your foods. So if you're not a fan of food and you don't enjoy eating those delicious fruits and vegetables that are out there, it'll be a challenge.
I like some.
Yeah, and maybe it's just a matter of, you know, going out and trying something new. We live in a community that's full of fresh fruits and vegetables. The farmers market mm-hmm. will be opening soon. A lot of our local grocery stores will be bringing in local fresh fruits and vegetables from all over that, you know, if you haven't tried certain types of vegetables like kale, that's a great a source of calcium, and there's so many ways that you can eat that and enjoy it, but try something new, recipes, you know, maybe bring a friend in and encourage them to eat with you, so if you make a little bit more than what you might not eat, you can share, or share it with others, you know, your family,
right.
And encourage them, too, to try something new with you, so that's motivating to try something new, which is difficult to do at first, but it's definitely helpful.
If you grow your own, you're motivated to eat it.
You are, mm-hmm. because you have to, or it dies and it just sits there. But the benefits of growing your own is you can grow and eat as much as you want.
That's right.
And experiment with it. Plus, it's fun, and if you've never had a green thumb, it's also a great challenge. And it's fun to do with your kids or your grandchildren, too, and encouraging them, too, because you really have to start thinking more about being a role model as well, regardless of what you like and you don't like, because we do have other generations following us that are modeling after their parents and their grandparents. So think about that, too. It's a nice way to get the family involved, planting a small garden in your backyard or even on your deck if you don't have room for that in a little pot with soil. And we do have great seeds in our community and those great resources as well, too. So get your hands on that. Well, let's go back to talking about other important things for bone health. You know, our bodies continually remove and replace small amounts of calcium from our bones.
Let me ask you one thing. Is it a good idea to take a bone density test to have a...
It is, especially if you know that you're at risk for osteoarthritis or osteoporosis mm-hmm. and knowing your family history and having certain risk factors, like if you're a female, if you're over 50, if you have other in your family who have also developed that, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have that checked mm-hmm. so that you can prevent it from getting further along or even the condition to become worse. So yes, it's definitely a good idea to get your bone density read or done by your physician. But if your body obviously removes more calcium than it replaces, your bones will become weaker and have a greater chance of breaking. So this can happen even at the age of 20 if you're not getting enough calcium and vitamin D in your diet, or if you're not getting enough proper exercise. So other things like calcium are important, building strong and healthy bones, but we get enough calcium from the foods that we eat and drink, and our bodies don't have to take the calcium from our bones. Kids should really start now to store plenty of calcium in our bones for later in life. Milk is such a great source, and other dairy foods such as cheese, yogurt, like I was talking about, have excellent sources of calcium. Sardines, if you're not familiar or have never tried a sardine, you're getting both calcium and vitamin D. Salmon contains 100% of vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great source to find or to get your recommended amount of calcium in.
Now, some people are lactose intolerant.
Yes.
What should they do?
Well, you can get your other calcium from other alternative sources like supplements, like we talked a little bit about. But then also looking at dark green leafy vegetables like
mm-hmm.
broccoli, romaine lettuce. Spinach is an excellent source. So is broccoli. Asparagus, kale, all of those darker green vegetables that you'll find in the garden, in the grocery store, are going to be really beneficial for you.
And kale lasts for months and months.
Yeah, it can if you properly store it.
Right on into the winter.
Yes, and it's abundant at any time. You can buy it. It's going to be in the grocery store. So if you start eating it and you enjoy it, you'll always have access to it. We were also going to talk about osteoarthritis, which is a condition, a degenerative condition that is very common. And if you are dealing with this degenerative arthritis disease, which can be very debilitating, we do have an upcoming series that will really be beneficial for you to attend here at Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital. We'll be offering a free orthopedic seminar series entitled Your Bones, Your Health. And this third presentation, which is called Hip Arthritis, will be held on Tuesday, May 13th at 6:30 p.m. in the DeWitt Professional Office Building on Zealand Community Hospital's campus. Hip arthritis, if you're dealing with this, it's very common and debilitating. It's disabling. It's a condition that affects the ability for you to walk and even perform some of your daily activities. Dr. John Hopp, who is a provider with Shoreline Orthopedics, will discuss the medical and surgical treatment of hip arthritis, as well as some of the various surgical options, including anterior approach hip replacement, and talk about who is a good candidate for this approach and the potential advantages over traditional hip replacement. So this is one of our final presentations of the three-part orthopedic seminar series that we offer to the community, and we really encourage everyone to register online at spectrumhealth.org/Zealand, or you can even call 616-748-2834 to find out more information about that too. So take advantage of these options or these opportunities to really find out more information and be able to whether manage or control or prevent even osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, and any other joint and hip conditions that can be really disabling and cause you lots of pain.
We're about out of time, Kelly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all of you listeners, and unfortunately we didn't get any questions.
No.
So join in next time when we are back next week, and Sarah Donkersloot will be here to talk with you. And until then, we wish you well.